The young Turkish Sultan Mehmed II, also known as Mehmed the Conqueror, was encouraged by the successful conquest of Constantinople in 1453, so he decided to attack Hungary. With an enormous army and high-quality weaponry, he attacked Belgrade in the summer of 1456. Leading the defense of Belgrade was Hungarian nobleman John Hunyadi, known in Serbian as Sibinjanin Janko. With just 10,000 to 12,000 men, the defenders were heavily outnumbered. Among the defenders were many crusaders, who were gathered by the famous Franciscan missionary John of Capistrano. The battle was famous for its bloodiness. According to legend, a sparrow was found among the many victims after the battle. Three arrows were protruding from the poor bird's chest. The Turks were forced to retreat, and the heroic defense of the castle made Belgrade the first bastion of Christian Europe. However, there was little joy among citizens. Aside from famine and the toll of the battle, there was also an outbreak of the plague, which took the lives of the two heroes who defended the city, the Hungarian nobleman and commander of Belgrade, John Hunyadi, and the leader of the Crusaders, John of Capistrano. In memory of this event, a monument was erected in 1986 next to the former bridge. It featured an inscription in both Serbian and Hungarian. The text reads, "In this place, on July 22, 1456, the defenders of Belgrade, led by John Hunyadi, defeated the Turkish forces." Nevertheless, the Turks would not give up trying to conquer Belgrade and the rest of Europe. In May 1521, a large and well-equipped Turkish army of 100,000 soldiers marched north from Constantinople. The Turks had a large number of cannons and siege machines, gunpowder, lead, wooden planks, and stone cannonballs. After successfully attacking Shabats, the Turkish army continued towards Belgrade. In mid-July the same year, the siege and bombardment of Belgrade began. By the end of August, the battle had reached its peak. Without any outside help, the defenders stood no chance. On August 28, 1521, the defense finally buckled. This marked a new chapter in the history of Belgrade, the Turkish siege of the city.